end in Tahrir Square and you feel there is a neat, smooth, linear story that the world was expecting from Egypt. Autocracy toppled, democracy ascendant, the Arab Spring resurgent. But as the likelihood of the Muslim Brotherhood's man winning the presidency continues to harden, what's happening here feels, well, it feels less linear. Young Islamists have been out on Tahrir Square claiming victory for their candidate Mohamed Morsi. But last week, Egypt's generals announced the dissolution of the new parliament. Who's to say the army won't remove the president in the same way? Ahmad Adul, a mobile phone salesman, broke off from his celebrations to consider the point.
Until now, the army didn't give Mohamed Morsi any control to do anything in the president, you know?
And do you really think the army will allow him, or will the army stay in control in Egypt?
By push of the people in Tahrir Square.
So back to Tahrir Square, more demonstrations?
Yeah, yeah. Because the army, until now, playing with us. Don't give us everything, you know?
Cairo will no doubt see bigger crowds in the coming days. The street still has a role in Egyptian politics. That may be why the sort of Egyptians who don't go to demonstrations are glad the army still seems to be pulling at least some strings here. A senior Egyptian diplomat, Mahmoud Al-Sayed, says the army's role is changing. It's just changing rather slowly.
The role of the army will not disappear overnight, but it will definitely again not be as strong as it was in the last 60 years. Nasser, Sadat and Mubarak were military men who just took off their uniform. However, many people here in Egypt also still trust the army to be the arbiter, the power that keeps the balance and prevents any major change in the identity of Egypt.
In a swanky gated community outside Cairo, filming continued on a new TV drama, even as the national soap opera continued downtown. The series looks at recent history through the eyes of one of the plainclothes thugs who did the old regime's dirty work. Think Sopranos with camels. The director, Khaled Al-Haggar, is hoping for a return to security and stability now. But like lots of Egyptians, he's also starting to reflect on what an Islamist presidency might mean.
I think they will try to change the society. I think they have only one agenda, to make most of the country radical. And if they have the chance, they will do it, because this last year, they show us, all of us, how backwards they are and how they seem to think about only sexual things, like marrying or circumcising women. People will respect more if they're spreading the word of Islam in the right way, but not just playing with these silly games all the time with people to stop their freedom.
Allahu Akbar!
Egypt will almost certainly acquire a new president this week, but then there's a constitution to write and a parliament to re-elect. The road to democracy still runs through Tahrir Square. It's just turning out to be longer and less direct than anyone imagined.